Good morning, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姊妹们早安。
Can we please begin? First of all, I'm really glad to see everyone on Zoom.
在网上能够见到各位实在太美好。
I see many names and I wish I could see everyone's faces, but with the Lord's mercy, hopefully that day is not too far away.
見到好多嘅名字，如果見到個樣啊，仲好啊，希望能夠嗰日臨近。
In those lines, can we please turn to Psalm 133?
我哋請翻開詩篇133篇。
We'll just start with one verse from the Old Testament.
首先由舊約嘅一節聖經開始。
Verse 1.
第一節。
Behold how good and how pleasant it is for brothers to dwell together in unity. It is like the Sorry, Albert, go ahead.
看啊，弟兄和睦同居是何等的善，何等的美。
It is like the precious oil upon the head, coming down upon the beard, even Aaron's beard, coming down upon the edge of his robes.
这好比那贵重的油。曉在亞倫的頭上，流到胡鬚，又流到他的衣襟。
And then if we could turn to the Gospel of John chapter 17.
約翰福音第十七章。
We'll just read three verses, or three sections.
讀三段的經文。
Verse 11.
十一節。
And I am no more in the world, and yet they themselves are in the world.And I come to thee, Holy Father, keep them in thy name, the name which thou hast given me, that they may be one, even as we are.
从今以后，我不在世上，他们却在世上。我往你那里去，圣父啊，求你因你所赐给我的名保守他们，叫他们合二为一，像我们一样。
Verse 17.
第十七节。
Sanctify them in the truth. Thy word is truth. As thou didst send me into the world, I also have sent them into the world. And for their sakes, I sanctify myself, that they themselves also may be sanctified in truth. I do not ask in behalf of these alone, but for those also who believe in me through their word, that they may all be one, even as thou, Father, art in me, and I in thee.That they also may be in us.
十七至到二十一，求你用真理使他们成圣。你的道就是真理。你怎样差我到世上，我也照样差他们到世上。我为他们嘅缘故，自己分别为圣，叫他们也因真理成圣。我不但为这些人祈求，也为那些因他们嘅话信我的人祈求，使他们都合而为一，正如你父在我里面。我在你里面，使他们也在我们里面，叫世人可以信你差了我来。
And then finally, verse 22, and the glory which thou hast given me, I have given to them, that they may be one, just as we are one.
最后第二十二节，你所赐给我们的永我们合而为一。
Okay, let's bow for a word of prayer.
我们低头有点祷告。
Our Lord, we thank you this morning that we can gather together in your name, Lord, the name that binds us together as one. We thank you, Lord, that and we pray that you would give us a glimpse of glory. Lord, we pray and we thank you for the truth of your word. So, Lord, we pray today that you would be glorified in our midst. And Lord, even though we can't be together, Lord, we are thankful to you because you have come to be with us.And we worship you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
主，我们早上感谢你。你早上是用你的名召聚我们在一起。愿我们能够看见你一点的荣耀。你是亲自与我们同在，我们来敬拜你，奉主的名。
Amen. Well, brothers and sisters, good morning again.
弟兄姊妹，再说一遍，早安。
I wanted to begin today with a story from the Old Testament.
与今天早上开头要分享的是一个旧约的故事。
That is in Leviticus chapter 8.
是利未记第八章。
And it was a day of great, a very solemn day.
是一个非常之严肃的一天。
And we're going to have to imagine the scene for a moment.
我们要想象一下在那天的情景。
The tabernacle has been erected.
会幕刚刚被建造成。
The glory of God in the form of the cloud over the tabernacle.
神的荣耀好像云彩一样在会幕的上面出现。
And all the people of God, the hundreds of thousands standing at attention in their camps.
神的子民成千上万围绕住帐幕仰望。
And for a moment, if all of us could imagine that House of God San Francisco, we are part of Issachar.
你可以想象，譬如啊，神的家的弟兄姊妹，你是以撒家那一族的人。
So we would be somewhat in the back on the south side.
你就会在会幕的南边那里。
And we would be looking up towards the tabernacle.
你会举目仰望向住那个会幕。
And in the distance, like a little man in the distance, we see Moses.
在前面的一点的距离，你就见到摩西。
And then Moses calls out.
然后摩西就呼召。
And Aaron and his family approach him.
咁亚伦同埋佢嗰一族嘅人咧，就喺摩西后边。
And we see Moses take out the bring Aaron to the front.
咁摩西就带住亚伦去到前边。
And Moses washes him.
跟住摩西就将系亚伦系洁净。
Then he puts on the tunic.
将一个外衣外袍穿喺亚伦身上。
He puts a robe on top of Aaron.
将一个外边嘅袍穿喺亚伦身上。
And an ephod.
将嗰一个嘅以法他。
Then he puts over his head this breastplate.
跟住一个空心镜。
And then he finally puts on the turban and the crown.
跟住仲有戴一个帽子。
And on the outside, Aaron has all the adornment of the high priest.
跟住亚伦就整整齐齐嘅就穿上呢个大祭司嘅制服。
For the first time.
是第一次咁样做。
And then Moses takes out the anointing oil.
跟住摩西就攞嗰一个膏油嘅圣膏油。
And he turns around towards the tabernacle.
他就会向这个会幕。
And he anoints all the component parts of the tabernacle.
他就将会幕每一件的每一件的物品全部都是来用圣膏油涂抹。
And then he turns around finally and he anoints Aaron.
跟住又翻翻转头向住亚伦用圣膏油放在他身上。
Now, I have a feeling it would not have been permitted for us to carry our kids on our shoulders.
我想那阵时咧，你系唔能够将你细路仔咧摆喺膊头上，等佢哋高啲睇到。
But no matter what, the kids were there.
但系无论如何，啲小朋友都喺嗰阵时喺度。
And people were probably wondering what is going on up there.
啲人成嘅子民喺度可能会谂现在系发生紧什么事咧？
And it would have been reasonable for a father to tell his son, what's going on up there is not about that man, Aaron.
好，你可以想象，可能那个父亲会告诉儿子听，在前面发生的事不是因为亚伦。
What's going on up there, son, is about you and me and all of us together.
儿子啊。在前面发生的事是关乎你、我们所有人一起。
Because that man now is going to represent all of us.
因为那一个人就是代表了我们团体。
He is going to carry for us all of our responsibilities and all of our failures before God.
祂担当着我们一起所有的责任，我们所有的失败完全放在这个人身上。
And we are all bound together in him.
我们与祂是合而为一。
He will represent us.
这个就是我们团体的代表的一个人。
And the anointing of all the parts of the tent and of the high priest were to create a way for all of us to be able to go before God.
当这个油膏在这个会幕和阿伦身上的时候，就能够使我们进入这个一里面。
And from that day until the day that the Lord Jesus came,
从那天开始直至到主耶稣来到的时候，
there's a reflection in the heart of God that we should be one.
在神的心目中里面是有一个一在这里。
And when the Lord Jesus was crucified on the cross,
当主耶稣被钉十字架的时候，
there was a crowd.
有一班人。
And it could have been that the same question was asked.
可能他们都有同一样的问题。
What is going on with that man?
那个人在上面做什么？
And anyone who had eyes of heaven would have said the same thing.
如果有人从天上来的眼光，他就知道怎么回答。
Son, what's going on with that man is not as much about him as what he is doing for all of us.
儿子啊，那个人在上面不是单是他自己的事，他是为着我们众人做这件事。
Now we are all really bound together in him.
因着这样，我们现在一起与他合而为一。
And he will carry all of our trespasses before his Father.
这个人在他的父面前担当着我们这个团体，这一班人。
He binds us all together.
这个人将我们所有这一班人合而为一。
And from that day until today,
从那天开始直到今天，
it has been in the heart of God that his people should be together.
是在神的心目中里面，我们是应当已经是合而为一。
But also from that day until today,
亦都是从那日直到今天为止，
the work of the enemy of God has been to tear us apart.
神的敌人不断的来到拆毁、毁坏、破坏。
And in the recent months, we have seen that there has been a redoubling of that effort.
在过去几个月，我们看到仇敌这个的破坏特别的凶猛。
Christian against Christian.
基督徒是打击其他基督徒。
Praying against one another.
甚至用祷告来攻击另外的基督徒。
Speaking against one another on television.
譬如在电视上呢，就在互相的骂。
Questioning one another's faith.
互相的去质疑对方所信的。
Accusing each other of being Judas.
诬告对方，说对方是犹大。
Brothers and sisters, this is not a new offensive.
弟兄姊妹们，这个不是新的一个攻势。
This is all, it has always been there.
这个仇敌攻势一路已经有的了。
But in recent days, it has become magnified.
在最近的日子，实在是好像是放大了一样。
I was sharing with a brother the other day, and he told me that it not just penetrates one fellowship against another fellowship.
我最近同一个弟兄咁样交通起，就说明咗啊，依一啲嘅攻击系从一个嘅聚会传到去另一个聚会。
It penetrates into families within the same fellowship.
喺一个聚会嘅里边，甚至去攻破进入啲家庭里边。
Not only between families in one fellowship, but between relatives in one family.
甚至是去到家庭里面的成员，他们都是这样彼此对待。
Husbands against wives.
妻子这样质疑个老公。
Fathers against sons.
Daddy 質疑啲仔女。
And brothers against brothers.
兄弟互相質疑。
What a time, brothers and sisters.
呢個係何等嘅時代。
The smallest unit of the church is our family.
喺教會裏面最細一個嘅組合就係呢個家庭。
Two are gathered together in his midst.
兩三個人，兩個人奉佢名而聚集。
And the work of the devil penetrates all the way down into the smallest parts of the smallest church.
而一個魔鬼嘅作為就滲透去到最教會裏面最細嘅組合裏面，家庭裏面。
Outwardly, we think that the main challenge for us is a pandemic.
喺外邊，我哋以為最大呢一個嘅要對付嘅事情就係疫情。
But with spiritual eyes, what we see is the pandemic was just a tool for the enemy to continue his attack into the heart of God.
喺屬靈裏邊，我哋知道原來呢個仇敵就係藉著疫情嚟對付神嘅工作喺神嘅兒女嘅心上面。
And so by the Lord's grace today, maybe we can share on this together.
靠着神的恩典，愿意我们能够分享这一点。
To be reminded of the things that were precious to the Lord.
能够在再思想一遍，在对于神，他是很着紧摆在心上面的一件事情。
And to be watchful for our own heart.
然后我们保守自己的心。
And the liberties that we might take to speak about brothers and sisters.
并且我们要谨慎的来守住我们这个可以随便讲嘢的这个自由。
Now I'm just going to read one or two more verses to remind ourselves again of what the Lord thinks about oneness and unity.
愿意读一两点的经文，我们的主怎样看我们这个合一的一件事情呢？
If you have your Bible, you can turn please to Philippians chapter 2.
腓立比書第二章，如果你有聖經可以一同翻去。
And we'll begin in verse 1.
第一節。
If there is any encouragement in Christ, if there is any consolation of love, if there is any fellowship of the Spirit, if any affection and compassion, make my joy complete by being of the same mind, maintaining the same love, united in spirit, intent on one purpose.
所以在基督里若有什么劝勉，爱心有什么安慰，圣灵有什么交通，心中有什么慈悲怜悯，你们就要意念相同，爱心相同，有一样的心思，有一样的意念，使我们喜乐可以满足。
And then if we could turn to Ephesians chapter 4, just the book before, and chapter 4.
前一本书，以弗所书的第四章。
We'll read verse 3.
第三节。
Being diligent to preserve the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace, there is one body and one Spirit, just as you were called in one hope of your calling, one Lord, one faith, one baptism.
用和平彼此联络，竭力保守圣灵所赐合而为一的心。身体只有一个，灵只有一个，正如你们蒙召同有一个指望。一主、一信、一浸，或者一世。
And then if we could turn to verse 14 in that same chapter.
同一章第十四节。
As a result, we are no longer to be children, tossed here and there by waves, and carried about by every wind of doctrine, by the trickery of men, by craftiness and deceitful scheming. But speaking the truth in love, we are to grow up in all aspects into him who is the head. Even Christ, from whom the whole body, being fitted and held together by that which every joint supplies, according to the proper working of each individual part, causes the growth of the body for the building up of itself in love.
使我们不再作小孩子，中了人的诡计和欺骗的法术，使一切异教之风，被一切异教之风摇动，飘来飘去，就随从各样的异端，唯用爱心说诚实话，凡事长进，连于元首基督，全身都靠他联络得合适，百节各按各职，照着各体的功用彼此相助，便叫身体渐渐增长，在爱中建立自己。
And so we see here some of the tactics that the enemy uses to tear us apart.
我们在这里见到仇敌用什么诡计将我们合一来破坏。
In verse 14,
第14节,
we see tossed here and there by waves, every wind of doctrine, the trickery of men, the craftiness and deceitful scheming.
人的诡计，欺骗的法术，异教的风摇动，飘来飘去，各样的异端。
And so, what are we to do, brothers and sisters?
咁我哋要点样做咧？弟兄姊妹。
Maybe you and I have already even experienced this.
你或者我，亦都可能预见到呢啲事情。
We used to joke about a fellowship that split up because during the they had a ceremony to wash each other's feet. And they couldn't decide if they should wash the right foot first or the left foot first. And because of it, there was a schism.
有时我们会这样来讲笑，因为教会他们不能够合一呢，我们就讲笑说他们以前呢就有一个彼此洗脚的这一个传统，那他当洗脚的时候，他们就在这里闹了，而我们先洗左脚，因为右脚呢，那他就因此这样来分裂。
But brothers and sisters, in our world today, we're not that far away.
在我们今天的社会世界当中，我们其实离这些不是很遥远。
In the last week of the Lord's life, he said one last prayer for all of us.
当我们的主在这个世上最后的一个礼拜的时候，他为我们作了一个祷告。
And the theme that he chose to pray for was that we might be one.
而那个祷告的题目，他所拣选的就是为了我们的合一来祷告。
He was not praying for non-believers.
他没有为不信的人祷告。
He was praying for believers.
他是为着信了主的人祷告。
While he was alive, he held them together.
当主活在世上的时候，他将他们聚在，包括在一起。
They found their identity in him.
跟随他的人，因着主的自己，就找到，知道自己是属于谁。
They lived by his word.
他们为着他的道而活。
They saw the glory of his life.
他们见到主耶稣身上的荣耀。
But now he was leaving.
现在主要走了。
And so the Lord prayed three prayers, three pillars for them to be one.
所以主用三个祷告，好像三个柱子一样，为他们立定。
Now when we say these three pillars, they sound so high and out of this world.
我们说主所立定的三个柱子好像很崇高这样。
But what we realize is he was praying for daily life for us.
但是实际上他是为着我们每日的生活来祷告。
Three pillars. The first, the name of God.
第一根柱子，神的名。
The second, the truth of his word.
第二，真理的道。
And the third was his glory.
第三，他的荣耀。
Now, when we think about, well, how do we stay one? We should go to a class.
我们想紧，我们应该怎样学习合一呢？可能要去上下堂。
We need details.
我们要啲细节怎样做。
And specifics.
要跟住啲细节。
A PowerPoint would be helpful.
你打啲图片俾我跟住嚟做啊。
But the Lord Jesus prayed these three things.
但系主耶稣 祷告呢三件事情。
Three times he prays that they may be one.
三次佢咁样话，要叫佢哋合而为一。
And three times he gives power through one of these pillars.
三次佢用能力嚟托住呢三根柱子。
So why don't we begin in verse 11?
第十一节。
Verse 11 reads, "And I am no more in the world, and they themselves are in the world, and I come to thee. Holy Father, keep them in thy name, the name which thou hast given me, that they may be one, even as we are."
从今以后，我不在世上，他们却在世上。我往你那里去，圣父啊，求你因你所赐给我的名保守他们，叫他们合而为一，像我们一样。
So brothers and sisters, when we think about being kept in His name, the first word we'd like to focus on is the word to keep.
弟兄姊妹们，当主这样祷告，因着神的名要保守我们合而为一，我们想着重的点就是怎样被保守法。
Now what does it mean to keep something?
你要保守住啲嘢，点解咧？
Now every so often we try to clean out our house.
譬如嗰一啲嘅日子咧，每过一段时间，我哋就要大整洁啦喺屋企里边。
If you were to go to my daughter's bed,
如果你去我女人床上睇下
，and look onto her mattress,
你睇下佢张床褥
，you would be amazed that a human being could sleep on it.
你会简直想象不到一个人可以睡在这样的这么多东西的上面。
There are so many stuffed animals.
他的床呢有很多那些公仔的。
Every species of animal is represented.
每一种的动物都有一只。
And the amazing thing is if she's not watching, I take one of them. She knows it's gone.
最厉害的就是呢，如果他不在那里，我偷偷地拿了一只呢，原来他知道的。
So I ask her, well, why don't you can either give some away to somebody else who wants them, or you can choose which ones that you want to keep.
不如这样啦，我就跟她说，你这么多，不如你送一些给人呢，或者你选几只来自己留住啦。
But to be kept means that we already belong to somebody.
被保守的意思就是你已经属于那个人的了。
And so when the Bible says you are kept, keep them in your name.
所以圣经话，因着神的名，你们是被保守。
It means that that is a position that we already have.
就是说明那个你在那个地位上是已经有的地位。
When you and I were saved,
你和我得救的时候，
it was like the Lord picked us up out of the world.
好像主从世界上呼召我们出来一样。
And held us into his heart.
然后将我们放在他的心上，
and we are kept there.
我们就在他的心面前被保守着。
That is where we have been placed.
这个就是我们的地位。
And so one of the tactics of the enemy to separate us and separate the house of God is to pull us away from that place of belonging.
所以仇敌破坏其中一个诡计就是将我们从那个地位叫我们离开。
And we remember in Proverbs chapter 18, we were told that the name of the Lord is a strong tower.
十八章箴言那里这样讲，主的名，神的名是我们的堡垒。
The righteous run into it and they are saved.
那些义人跑到那里就得救。
And in the Old Testament, it was so.
旧约都是这样。
The name of the God, the name of God, they would cry out when they were in trouble.
当一个人遇到难处的时候，他就向神的名来呼求。
They would cry out, Lord, save us.
呼叫主啊，救我啊。
Lord, hear our prayer.
主啊，听我的祷告吧。
And they would be saved.
咁他们就得救。
Now, brothers and sisters,The name of the Lord is a strong tower, and this is a binding for the house of God.
弟兄姊妹们，神的名是我们的堡垒，这个就是能够 我们被保守的原因。
Now we need to clarify, and this is true for all of us, life is hard.
我们要说得明白一点，是没错，生活是很困难的。
Not a single Christian is spared of this.
没有一个基督徒能够被搅扰。
It is a unifying experience.
我们每个人都是会经历的。
The Lord himself prayed, the world will hate them because it has hated me.
主耶稣是这样祷告，他说世界是会恨你们，因为恨你们已经恨了我了。
And for all of us who choose to follow after him, there will be hardship.
当每一个人，任何一个人愿意跟随主的时候，他们都会面对困难。
But all of us have the same strong tower.
但是我们每一个信主的人都有一个堡垒。
The name of the Lord.
主的名。
Now, I don't know if anyone remembers the movie Schindler's List.
我们不知道，弟兄姊妹们有没有看这一套的电影叫做 Schindler's List， 是讲一个德国的人怎样帮助犹太人。
It was a movie about the Jews in Nazi Germany.
是一个纳粹的德国，有一个犹太人出来帮助这些被迫害的犹太人。
And there's this one scene where this Jewish boy, his parents have been taken already, the Jewish boy hears the Nazi soldiers coming.
有一个犹太的小孩已经与父母分离了，这个小孩就见到纳粹的德军来了。
And he runs into the outhouse.
他就走了，走了，走到后面间屋里了。
And when he runs into the outhouse, he dives into to a hiding place, and he's looking up, waiting for the soldiers to pass by.
咁佢就走去避难，佢就去后边间屋仔上面走咗去楼上。
And when the bad guys have passed by, he suddenly looks down, looks around, and he sees like three or four other kids hiding there.
跟住佢避咗嗰啲德军纳粹德军走咗之后，佢就伸个头出嚟睇下，原来有其他几个细路仔都喺度。
Brothers and sisters, we all have the same hiding place.
弟兄姊妹们，我哋一同都有同一个嘅堡垒。
We have the same enemy.
我有同一个嘅仇敌。
And there are people who are at your work and at my in our schools who are our brothers and sisters, and we have the same hiding place.
在我们的工作的地方，在我们的学校，我们个人，信主的人都有同一个的避难处、避难所。
Keep them in your name.
主，保守我们在他的名里面。
Your name is a strong tower.
神的名是我们的堡垒。
A fortress for all of us who need you.
是坚固的堡垒，我们义人要跑进去就得救。
And so, brothers and sisters, we have to remember this, the shared experience.
弟兄姊妹们，我们记得，这个是我们一同所经历的。
But the Lord takes it even further.
但主还要继续。
He says, keep them in thy name, the name which thou hast given me, that they may be one, even as we are.
主继续的这样祷告说，将我们保守合而为一，像我们一样。
Now, the Lord had a special name for God.
主是有一个特别的神的名的。
He called him Father.
主耶稣称呼神为圣父。
That was it framed two identities.
这个就说明了两点。
Because anyone who calls me dad is my son or daughter.
譬如说任何人叫我自己做 daddy 的，咁梗系我嘅仔或者仔女啦，系咪？
There are only four people who call me dad.
有四个人系咁样称呼我嘅。
And the very fact that they call me that name identifies them and identifies me.
佢咁样叫我咧，就说明咗佢哋系边个，亦都说明咗我系边一个。
And we remember that wonderful moment in John chapter 20.
我们记得在《约翰福音》第20章一个非常之美丽的图画。
After the Lord Jesus was raised.
当主耶稣复活之后。
when he told Mary to go tell the others.
他叫瑪利亞去告訴其他人。
Said, I go to my father and to your father.
我去我的父那裡，亦都是去你的父那裡。
Now, this was the first time in history that this could be said with that depth.
这个是在历史上第一次主能够用这么深的含义去讲这件事。
I am going to God.
我去神那里。
Who is your father?
是你的父。
And so here, brothers and sisters, the Lord had done something amazing.
这里神，主耶稣做一件非常之奇妙的事情。
The Lord had created a way for us to share in the name that was special to him.
主做了一件事，能够将这个对他自己所宝贵的名来分享给我们。
And now all the children who call him father have a relationship one with another, brothers and sisters.
而所有的儿女们现在有同一位的父，所以他们彼此就成为弟兄姊妹。
My three boys and my daughter call me dad.
我三个仔一个女称呼我做 daddy。
And the very fact they call me that then links them together as brothers and sisters.
他这样称呼我的时候，就说明了他们彼此是兄弟姊妹。
And then what we find is the name is what defines our relatedness.
我们就发现知道，因着这个名就确定我们彼此之间的关系。
Keep them in your name that they may be one.
保守，因着这个名保守他们合而为一。
And so, brothers and sisters, the fact that each one of us who is saved calls him our father, that by definition makes us brothers and sisters.
弟兄姊妹们，就好像我们信了，每个信了主的人，因着我们有这个名，就说明了我们之间彼此的关系。
And recently, Christians have raised into question our true Christianity.
最近这些基督徒就这样讨论什么是真正的基督教。
There has been suggestion that if a believer doesn't vote for a particular candidate or a particular party, that we are not truly saved.
有些人甚至这样讲，他说，哦，如果你不向这个人投票，不对这件事有一个看法，你就没得救。
Brothers and sisters, the love of God overcomes the most heinous crimes.
弟兄姐妹们，神的爱是超越最有罪的事情。
And we have to be careful when we call to limit his power to save.
我们要非常之小心谨慎，对于神能够怎样拯救法，要救边个，我们要好小心。
I remember the church at Antioch.
我们记得安提亚教会。
It was described in Acts chapter 11.
在使徒行传第十一章是这样被记载。
They were born in difficulty.
他们在患难之中生出来的教会。
Saul was trying to kill Christians.
扫罗在那段时大力的逼迫教会。
So they fled to Antioch.
所以基督徒就哇逃难这样逃到去安提亚。
And they were all different.
他们是从各方各面同的人种去那里。
Think of their five responsible brothers.
你想想他们那五个的带领的弟兄们。
They had Barnabas from Jerusalem.
巴拿巴是从耶路撒冷去啦。
Barnabas was the blue blood.
Barnabas
was the top city.
巴拿巴是从这个大城市耶路撒冷去的。
They had Simeon of the Niger Valley.
西缅。
So Simeon was probably from Africa.
他非常有机会是从非洲那边来的。
They had Lucius of Cyrene.
Lucius 是在这个Cyrene.
Cyrene is the near Libya, the descendants of Ishmael.
是利比亚那边去的，是以撒玛利那边的人。
Then they had, this was my favorite, Manaen. Manaen was from the house of Herod, who had beheaded John and played a role in the Lord Jesus' crucifixion.
微拉眼就是他呢一、这个人呢就是在、希律那边、过来的，希律就是逼巴、杀害耶稣那边。
And the last was Saul himself, the one who had caused all the trouble.
最后就是当然这位扫罗啦，就是、搞事的。
These were the five responsible brothers.
这五位就是负责的弟兄们。
Totally different one from another.
真是他们、个个都不同的。
And it was in Antioch that they were first called Christians.
就是在安提亚那里他们被称呼为基督徒。
The name of Christ became our identity.
基督在他们生命中就成为了这个记号。
The name holds us together, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姊妹们，神的名，主的名，将我们保守住在一起。
The name that is written in our hearts is precious.
这个名在我们刻在在我们心上面是非常之宝贵的。
This was the first.
这个是第一次起手。
The second pillar was the truth.
第二、主所立的柱子就是真理的道。
The Lord prayed, sanctify them in the truth.
主这样祷告、将这个、道来洁净他们。
And he says, I pray this, that they may be one.
所以就因此叫他们能够合而为一。
Now, why is the truth so important?
为什么真理这么重要呢？
Because it speaks of the primary strategy of the enemy.
因为真、就着真理 而说呢，是仇敌要针对的最重要一点。
He is the father of lies.
因为这个仇敌就是这一个谎话的父。
He is the deceiver of the brethren.
这个仇敌就是一个欺骗弟兄的那一位。
And if we think about it very simply, we think of how many families, friendships, outside of the pandemic and everything, just through history, how many have been destroyed by the enemy'sstrategic insertion of deception.
你想一想、我们在、疫情 之前的、时候，我们想一想，有多少的家庭或者朋友是被仇敌这样来破坏。
It is the primary way in which he destroys.
是仇敌用的最重要重用的一招。
And everything he does is to destroy.
仇敌所有做的重点要做的就是来破坏。
Now we might ask, is he a good deceiver?
我们就问了、仇敌呃人欺骗是不是很犀利呢？
He is the master of deception.
他这个仇敌是欺骗呃人的高手。
He and his intention is to completely destroy.
他的最终目的就是完全的将你破坏。
So how then, brothers and sisters, do we counter such a master of deceitfulness?
弟兄姊妹啊，我们怎样对待这一个谎话的父呢？
The Lord prayed that we might be sanctified in the truth.
主这样为我们祷告，叫我们因着真理成圣。
And then the Lord clarified.
然后主就再明明的解说。
He said, thy word is truth.
真理使他们成圣，你的道就是真理。
The word of truth is our guiding light.
真理的道就是带领我们走前面一步的光。
It is a light on our path.
是我们脚前的灯。
It shows us where we are.
讲俾我听，我哋现今所站立嘅系边一点。
And the Bible tells us that we need to be sanctified in the truth.
圣经明明告诉我哋，我哋要被真理成圣。
And earlier in Ephesians chapter 4, verse 14, we had read about being tossed here and there by waves and every wind of doctrine. And then in 15, the Lord tells us through the Spirit, but speaking the truth in love, we are to grow up in all aspects into him who is the head, even Christ.
刚才我们以弗所书第四章那里，我们要避免被一切的异教之风摇动，飘来飘去，随从各人的异端，但是唯有用爱心说诚实话， 凡事长进，连于元首基督。
Now, sometimes this verse is treated as though we have to tell someone and correct them when they made a mistake.
有时我们这样来解释这一句经节，说如果有些人做错事，我们要用来讲些正面的说话来改他们，改过他们。
That's not the meaning of the verse.
这个不是这样解释的。
The meaning of the verse is exactly what we do on Sundays when we speak the word, when we share in the Bible studies, when we send a Bible verse to a brother or sister who's struggling. It is the outpouring of the power of that word in love.
这个就是我们譬如平日在聚会里面，或者弟兄姊妹彼此交通里面，用神的话藉着爱心输出去的，用说心，用爱心来说这个诚实的话，或者造就的。
And in Acts chapter 20, we're reminded that we're to speak the whole counsel of God.
在《使徒行传》第二十章，保罗这样讲，是将神的完全整个的道，完整的道说出来。
We can't just pick the parts that we like.
我们不能够拣一点，拣两点来讲。
It is a sharp, two-edged sword.
是一个锋利的两刃的剑。
And it cuts into our heart.
是能够分辨，将我们的心思辨明。
Now our ministries, brothers and sisters, in the 20th and 21st centuries, it's like the word is like a Nerf sword.
弟兄姊妹们，神的道的即时在二十一的世纪里面，好像一把
It's like a sponge sword, a toy sword.
一个剑咧系，但系好似软嘅剑咁样。
Okay, it has there's no power.
系好软淋淋嘅，系冇唔利嘅，打唔伤人嘅。
That is what happens when we pick and choose what we want to hear of the word.
当我们去选你喜欢听什么道，讲什么道的时候，这个就是结果。
But the Bible is a sharp, two-edged sword.
就是神的话是两刃的利剑。
And it gives us light.
是光。
And in Matthew chapter 6, brothers and sisters, there's a warning to us.
马太福音第六章那里是这样的警告我们。
If the light of the truth is replaced by the darkness of our own sense of right and wrong, how great will that darkness be?
如果真理的光而被我们自己的心眼的黑暗来代替了，这个黑暗是何等的大呢？
We see it right before our eyes. Every person doing what is right in their own eyes.
我们今天明明的就看到了，这人就作自己以为对的事。
The truth holds us together, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姊妹们，是真理使我们被保守在合一里面。
And never more than now do we need to be reading in the word.
特别是在现今这个时候，我们特别需要找着来读主的话。
And speaking the truth of the word. In love.
用爱心说诚实话。
And the last point that the Lord asked was, show them your glory.
最后一点就是主耶稣这样祷告说，愿意彰显你的荣耀。
And they remembered that when they were traveling through the wilderness, that the glory would lead them.
当神的子民记得在旧约的时候，他们经过旷野的时候是怎样被神带领的呢？
You know, if we were back in the group of Issachar and one of the kids asked, Dad, who's our leader?
譬如我哋係好似剛才我哋以撒加嘅一族嗰個細路仔問 Daddy 啊，係邊個喺曠野裏邊帶領我哋走前面嘅道路咧？
Is it the head of the tribe of Issachar?
係咪以撒加前面嘅帶領嗰啲人咧？
And the dad would say, No, it's not, son.
嗰個 Daddy 會回答話唔係啊，兒子。
Is it that old man up there, Moses?
係咪嗰個老人家阿摩西喺前面啊？
It's not, son.
唔係啊，兒子。
He would say, You look up at that cloud.
你睇下上邊頭上面嗰個嘅雲彩。
And the glory of the God of God.
神嘅榮耀。
When he moves, we follow him.
當主喐動嘅時候，我哋就起來喐動。
And when he stops, we stop.
當雲彩停下嚟嘅時候，我哋就停下嚟。
And if you look around at all your friends from the tribe of Judah behind us,
你睇下你後面其他猶大支派嘅朋友,
it's because when he stops, all the tribes know where we should camp around him.
當神停下嚟嘅時候，我哋所有嘅族嘅神嘅子民都一同嘅停下嚟。
We surround him.
我哋係圍繞住仰望住神。
And he is our glory.
神。
And brothers and sisters, if we forget and we replace him with a man,
弟兄姊妹，如果我哋用人嚟代替咗一样嘢，
or a mission,
或者用我哋嘅职事代替咗一样嘢，
perhaps what we feel to be our strengths,
或者我哋觉得我哋系做得好嘅一啲事情嚟代替咗神，
anyone who replaces him, we will end up in division.
無論任何嘅人事物代替咗神嘅自己，我哋就會呢個合一被破壞。
That glory, brothers and sisters, holds us together.
弟兄姊妹啊，神嘅榮耀，呢一個嘅榮耀就係保守住我哋合而為一嘅原因。
I remember when Yitzhak Rabin died. He was the prime minister of Israel in the 1990s.
哦，係呢一個以色列喺90年代中嘅呢一個首相。
All of these great leaders said all these wonderful things about him at his funeral.
首相喺佢出殯嘅時候咧，都為佢哋説一啲非常美好嘅話。
And at the end, his little granddaughter came forward.
最後嘅時候，佢呢一個嘅孫女上嚟講啲嘢。
And she said, Papa, you were the cloud that led us in the wilderness.
他就說明了,祖父,你就是這個在曠野裡面帶領我們的雲彩。
For their family.
為著他們自己的家庭。
And what she meant was she was referring to the historical memory of the Lord leading them through the desert.
他這個小孫女就說明了,舊約。 神嘅雲彩，神自己點樣帶領佢嘅子民喺曠野裏。
It speaks of that personal trust and relationship in the Lord as he led them.
就係講到呢一班子民點樣能夠完全嘅投靠、相信神喺曠野中點樣帶領佢哋。
And that has been passed down from generations among the Jews.
呢一個真理、呢個經歷就一代一代嘅喺猶太人嘅身上傳落嚟。
But brothers and sisters, for us,
弟兄姊妹们,在我们身上,
we are on the same journey.
我们在一个同一个的路上面,
we have the same leader.
我们有同一个的带领我们一位,
and sometimes we need to see his glory again.
我们需要再次仰望他的荣耀。
And so might the Lord be with us.
愿意神与我们同在。
That we would hide ourselves in his name.
我们愿意跑到神的名当中,
that we would immerse ourselves in truth.
愿意我们浸淫在真理的道上面,
and that we would wait for his glory because there is nothing else that can compare.
愿我们等候仰望神的荣耀,
so let's bow for prayer.
愿意低头来祷告。
Lord, we thank you for always holding on to all of us.
主愿意啊，感谢你，你不断嘅亲手嘅保守着我哋。
And Lord, we are thankful for the honor to be called a part of your church.
感谢你能够称呼我哋作为你嘅教会。
This morning, Lord, we pray for all of us.
早上我哋为着我自己嚟祷告。
Every person who belongs to you in every pocket and hidden place on this earth.
每一个信入你嘅名嘅人。
And Lord, we pray for all of us that we would go on with you.
主，我哋为着我哋每自己每一个能够走上呢一条跟从你嘅路嘅上边。
And we would hold you in the highest place.
我哋愿意以你为首。
Thank you, Lord. We know you are continuing to build and bring us together.
主，我知道你一直系嚟建立造就我哋。
We worship you, Lord.
我哋嚟敬拜你。
Might your heart be satisfied.
愿意你嘅心意能够被满足。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉主耶稣嘅名祷告。
Amen.
阿门。